1071 CJCS. Good morning. I'm Kate filling in for Jamie Cottle, and on the phone with me, it is a pleasure to be chatting with Cree Toner with the Stratford Perth Humane Society. Cree, how are you?
Hey, I am pretty good. I wish that it wasn't snowing, but you can't have everything.
It's true. You know, it's April. It should just be over already.
It should be.
But Cree, I want to ask, over the weekend, first weekend of April, the Stratford Perth Humane Society, you guys did an adoption event. How did that go?
It went really well. We had the event between our two centers in Stratford and Kitchener, and we were so happy to see members of the community coming in to check us out and also, of course, to bring home some animals to their forever home. So I believe between the two centers, we had well over 30 animals that got adopted, which is amazing.
That is awesome.
So grateful to everyone's support for coming out, and we're so happy to see all of those animals get into their forever homes.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I get it. You know, a lot of people can't commit to adopting an animal, but they can foster through the Humane Society.
Yeah, absolutely. That's we have an amazing team of volunteers at the Humane Society. We're so grateful to all of them. Fostering is such an amazing way to help us out, especially, like you said, if you're not able to commit to fully adopting an animal. This is really the next best thing. You're able to give them a home until they find their forever home, and it's such an amazing thing for the animals and for the people that get to foster them too.
Yeah, absolutely. And when somebody fosters with the Humane Society, everything is taken care of, right?
Yeah, that's right. We provide you all of the food, blankets, toys, everything that you would need should they need any vet care when the animal is in your care. That's also covered as well. So you just have to provide them a home and love and cuddles, and we give you everything else.
Yeah, that is just amazing that you guys do that. It's so awesome. And speaking of awesome, you guys also run so many amazing programs and events. And this weekend, you have a pause for parents, a morning off.
Yeah, we've got that coming up this Saturday at the shelter in Stratford. So that runs from 9:30 to 12:30. So parents can drop their kids off. It's a great time to go for brunch, do some shopping, just kind of enjoy a couple hours without the kids around. And we take care of them. We give them a tour of the shelter. We get to hang out with one of our adoptable animals. We do a little craft, and then we watch a movie as well and have a snack. So it's lots of fun, nice chill morning for the kids. We encourage them to come in their jammies. We'll be wearing ours. So you can register online at our website for that event, again, this Saturday, 9:30 to 12:30.
So fun. And for people who like to relax and stretch, yoga with the animals is another great event.
Yeah, we've got another yoga coming up. We had one this past Sunday in the midst of our adopt-a-thon, and then we've got one on the 23rd of April, which is a Wednesday night, from 6:30 to 7:30. So you come for the hour. Jackie is our amazing yoga instructor. We bring animals in throughout the duration of the class, usually cats and kittens, but sometimes if we've got some bunnies or other animals, they might make a little appearance as well. And it's a great way to support us, relax, like Kate said, and of course get to hang out with some pretty cute animals.
Yes, and Jackie is phenomenal. I've been to multiple of her classes. She is so great.
Yeah, we're very, very lucky to have her. Jackie, if you're listening, we love you.
Absolutely. Another great event for the kids is Junior Vet Club.
Yeah, so we've got Junior Vet Club that starts the night after yoga, so the 24th of April, which is a Thursday. So we ran a regular version of this before the holidays, and then the junior version is for kids ages 6 to 9, and it's a three-week program, runs from 6 to 7:30 every Thursday. And each session is taught by a vet or a vet tech. The kids get a lesson from them, and then they get to do an activity that complements that lesson. It's a lot of fun. We, of course, get to see some animals. And then the third week of the program, the kids get to do a teddy bear clinic, which is so cute. We ran it in Kitchener at March Break Camp. They get to practice all of the skills that they've learned. It's a lot of fun, and we're really excited to see everybody there.
Yeah, that's great if your kids are, you know, aspiring vets. That's awesome. And speaking of, if your kids love animals, well, summer camp. I know it's snowing today, but let's think about summer.
Summer camp is on our minds. It's true. We've got our 8 weeks of camp coming up at our Stratford Humane Society. We're so excited for summer camp. It's one of my favorite things that we do at the Humane Society. So we run, as I said, a full 8 weeks of camp. There are different guests that come in every day, bring different animals. The kids also get to interact with animals in the shelter. We've got really awesome activities and some fun field trips planned. So we have quite a few weeks that are full and have wait lists, but we do still have some weeks that have spots available. So if you're looking for something for your kids to do, we would absolutely love to see you there. You can get them registered and find out more information at kwsphumane.ca.
Perfect. And if your kids can't make it into summer camp, well, they could always have a Stratford Perth Humane Society birthday party.
Yes, absolutely. That's another really fun offering that we have. Saturdays and Sundays, we do birthday parties for kids at the shelter. We've had a really busy March, which is amazing. I know that this time of year, if you have a birthday, it's not always easiest to find like a fun activity for them.
Right.
So the Humane Society, I think, is a great option. You get the room for the 2 hours for your party, a host, and then we decorate everything, provide a tour. We get to hang out with some animals. We do a craft together. And then we also have packages where we also provide food, or you're more than welcome to bring your own food as well.
So,
again,
fun.
More information, and to register, you can do that online at kwsphumane.ca.
Can adults have birthday parties there? Because that sounds awesome.
You know what? We do get asked sometimes, and it is an option. It is possible. We did a baby shower, actually, in the fall, which was really sweet and fun.
That's so fun.
It's not just for kids.
Amazing. Well, you know where I'll be for my birthday. That's awesome.
I'll be hosting.
Yes, perfect. Well, Cree Toner, thank you so much for this update from the Stratford Perth Humane Society. And go sign up for all these amazing programs and events.
Thanks so much, Kate.